Incorporated. The firm is being investigated over what federal regulators say is an estimated $1.2 billion that may be missing from customer accounts. Many farmers use the futures markets to lock down prices and reduce their risks so they can plan ahead knowing what their costs will be. The number of people harmed and the extent of their losses isn't clear. However, officials say that those affected should get back at least two-thirds of their money. But there's no word on when any of that might be returned. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says prices at the pump dropped last week.
We have another decline over the past 2 weeks, down 9 cents to an average $3.29 for regular grade. Mid-grade averages $3.46 and premium averages $3.57. They're all down between 8 and 9 cents per gallon.
Correspondent Diane Kepley reports that the Postal Service is planning about $3 billion in cost-cutting moves that will affect service.
The agency is ready to announce it will close about half of the mail processing centers nationwide and about 3,700 local branches. The trickle-down effect will be slower delivery times for first-class mail, delayed delivery of things like newspapers and magazines, and possibly higher costs for time-sensitive delivery of prescription drugs.
With IRN, USA Radio News, I'm John Russell.
We all want the best for ourselves and our families, right? But it's not always easy or practical to actually own the thing that's the absolute best in its class. Fortunately, when it comes to the eggs you serve, you can actually experience the best. Eglin's Best. In the world of eggs, Eglin's Best are unique and special. They come from hens that are fed a patented, high-quality, all-natural, all-vegetarian diet without added hormones, antibiotics, or steroids of any kind. This produces eggs that have superior taste and superior nutrition. In fact, Eglin's Best tastes like no other, with more of the delicious farm-fresh taste you love. It's no surprise that Eglin's Best have won many taste awards, including the gold medal for superior taste, appearance, and freshness from the American Masters of Taste. Eglin's Best are winners when it comes to nutrition, too. Compared to regular eggs, Eglin's Best provide 10 times more vitamin E, 3 times more vitamin B12, and 2 times more vitamin D. Yet they have 25% less saturated fat. Superior taste and nutrition add up to superior value, too. So why settle for any old egg when you can experience the best? Eglin's Best. Eglin's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. And we've got a great show for you today. Hi, Lori.
Hey, Peter.
How are you doing?
So you're going to take over today, huh?
Well, we're going to try to keep it hopping here.
Okay, we'll do it together.
You know, it's been a busy year for animal stories, and today we are going to present our list of the 7 most important animal news items or events of the year.
Good. I have a few.
Good. And we reviewed stories from around the world and decided on these as the most meaningful events concerning the welfare of animals and the people who either look out for them or harm them. So, have you thought about what might make your list out there in radio land? Well, would it contain a lot of dog or cat items or stories about wild animals or farm animals or maybe legal or legislative news? What are the top stories? Well, we're just going to get right into it now. And to begin our list of the most important stories for 2011, we have the latest on the sled dog massacre in Canada.
Yeah, that was a big one.
That was a big one. And in February, we learned of the horrible mass murder of sled dogs by an employee of the company Outdoor Adventures Whistler. And about 8 months after the news broke, the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, the SPCA in Canada, has now finished its investigation of the incident. And they are asking that the employee behind the killings be charged with crimes that can see him jailed for as much as 5 years.
Good.
Interestingly, however, the company that ordered the killings was not recommended to be fined or reprimanded. That's the recommendations of the SPCA. So, if you remember, the case originally came to light after Bob Fawcett, he's the employee, he applied for workman's compensation because of emotional stress that he suffered having killed these dogs. And also the descriptions of the killings were just horrible. He apparently shot them, numerous dogs, one by one, while the other dogs were looking on, some of them not cleanly killed, and it was just a horrible scene. The dogs were then buried in a mass grave. The investigation into the massacre was the most expensive ever in the history of the SPCA, about $250,000. And it included investigators who had experience in working on mass graves for humans in places like Rwanda, Afghanistan, and Iraq. So he was accused of, he was cited with causing unnecessary pain and suffering to animal. That's basically what the SPCA is saying that he did that requires, that led to their suggestion that he be prosecuted legally. And now this recommendation is being handed over to the Crown lawyers to prosecute if they wish. Outdoor Adventures, along the way, that's the employer, they tried to pin the blame on Fawcett and saying that they had ordered him only to euthanize the dogs in a legal and humane manner, but didn't have anything to do with the shooting. It turns out that 52 of the dogs were slaughtered, not 100 has been, as was widely reported early in the story. And the owner, whose name is Joey Hussein, he said actually that the euthanized dogs were senior or ill dogs. He denied the allegation that dogs were ordered to be killed because of the post-Olympics business had fallen off. So if there anything good came out of this, the law in British Columbia has now changed with respect to animal cruelty. There's a much more higher awareness concerning animal welfare issues, and the laws now are some of the toughest animal cruelty laws in Canada. But incredible how the SPCA is not recommending any sanctions or charges against the company.
And incredible, he wants workman's comp for emotional distress because he killed these dogs?
Well, that's how it came to light. That's right.
Yeah.
I think he also received some benefit on
that
basis.
Oh, my God. That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's a hot news item. Thanks,
yeah.
Peter.
And we'll let you know where that goes.
Yeah. Okay. Please do. I got one for you.
All right. I'm ready.
Okay. Do you remember in the Catalonian region of Spain, they announced the historic decision to ban bullfighting? This is a big deal. Lawmakers voted for the ban last year, the first in mainland Spain after 180,000 people signed a petition. The ban goes into effect January 1, and Barcelona's final bullfight was September of this year, which marks the end of 600 years of history. Now, anti-bullfighting activists and many locals and what they said was that the ban reflected the sensitivity of locals to the needless suffering of animals in the name of entertainment. And many hope to extend the ban across the country. However, places like Andalusia and Madrid, which are really the traditional bullfighting heartlands, the battle for a ban will undoubtedly be much tougher. Now, of course, those that support bullfighting dismiss all talk of cruelty and argue that the corrida, which means bullfight, is an age-old art form that right. must be protected and preserved. But actually, surveys consistently show that most Spaniards have no interest in bullfighting, which I find is very interesting. And I'll tell you, before starting this radio show, I really had no idea the extent of the cruelty involved in bullfighting. You probably have seen this common image, which is often portrayed of the brave matador battling a raging bull, right?
That's right.
You know, let me interject something here that I'm talking about this. If you look up the definition of matador online, you'll see something like the principal bullfighter who makes the final pass and kills the bull. Matador translates to killer. Matador de Toros is killer of bulls. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Matador de Toros. So matador is killer. Another point I want to make is, did you know that bulls are normally quiet and peaceful animals and only react violently in self-defense or to defend their turf? Okay, so going back to the image we have all seen with a man and his red cape and the raging bull with smoke coming out of his nose and ears, which some might say depicts a somewhat fair fight between man and bull. This is so misleading. This is so untrue. The reality is it's a battle between killer and an exhausted, tortured, bleeding, and dying bull. You see, before the killer gets his chance to lance his sword into the bull has already been stabbed and speared multiple times. Many people don't know this, unless you've seen a bullfight. This animal is tortured, beaten, and bleeding to death, all done in front of a cheering, amused crowd, including children. Then, the job of the killer is to perform the final execution on this defenseless, terrified, suffering animal in utter agony. So, fair fight between man and bull? Give me a break. Now, if the crowd is happy with the matador, the bull's ears and tail are cut off and presented as trophies, and then a few minutes later, another bull enters the arena, and the sadistic cycle starts all over again.
Beautiful.
All in the name of entertainment to sick and morally corrupt people. And you know what? Whatever you want to call it, tradition, culture, art form, sport, the fact of the matter is, it is a horrific, highly staged form of animal cruelty. Some more facts you might want to know. Every year, approximately 250,000 bulls are killed in bullfights. The tourist industry is one of the biggest supporters of bullfighting. Travel agents and bullfight promoters portray the fight, similar to the image I just mentioned, as a fair and festive competition, which everyone enjoys, like a must-see, right, when you visit the country. And they don't tell you. They don't tell tourists that the bull never has a chance to defend himself, much less to survive. Most foreigner visitors who witness a bullfight will tell you they were disgusted by the event and saddened by the cruelty and never want to see one again. So big news for 2011 is the passing of the bullfighting ban in Catalonia, and hopefully other regions in Spain and elsewhere in the world will follow their lead, because there really has been an increasing opposition to bullfighting over the years, as people and the public learn and become more aware of the cruel realities involved.
That's right.
Peter, did you know anyone who's seen a bullfight?
As a child, I remember my parents going to Mexico and viewing one.
Really?
And
did they have a reaction?
I don't remember their reaction, yeah. But I do remember the context was that it was just one of those things that you did while you were a tourist down in Mexico
exactly. Those
days. And it was just part of the Mexican experience,
you
part
gotta
of the
do
tourist
it.
Experience.
Right.
And so it's interesting that the tourism industry is the main promoter of this
right. Practice
right now.
Right.
Yeah. Well, stick around. We've got more on our 2011 countdown of the most important animal welfare stories. This is Peter Spiegel. You're listening to Animals Today.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute. This message is presented by Desert Paws. Visit them online at desertpaws.org. That's desertpaws, all one word, .org.
Calling people using long distance was draining my wallet. So to save money, I'm only calling people with toll-free numbers. Do any of my friends have them? No. Any family members? Nope. You know, no one I call has a toll-free number. So, Mom, if you're listening, I got your messages. Tell Cousin Tommy I hope all is well. And honestly, would it hurt you to look into an 800 number? I'm your only son, for crying out loud.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. Or follow this guy's toll-free pension and call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false, Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-684-2260. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try better than ever Proactiv solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial. Plus, a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-684-2260. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus two free extras. Call 1-800-684-2260. 1-800-684-2260. That's 1-800-684-2260.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
Welcome back to Animals Today. This is Peter Spiegel with Lori. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
We are reviewing the top stories for the year 2011 concerning animals and their welfare, the people who take care of them, the people who hurt them. It's been a big year for important animal stories. And the next one on our list are the OSHA hearings on the death of SeaWorld trainer Don Branshaw. As you probably remember, in early 2010, Dawn was killed by the orca Tilikum after she was dragged into the tank, and she was determined to have died from drowning and multiple traumatic injuries. Now, this particular orca who killed Branshaw indeed had a violent past. In 1991, a female trainer in the tank with Tilikum was drowned, and this has occurred at Sealand in of the Pacific in British Columbia. And then in 1999, a man was found drowned in Tilikum's tank in Orlando SeaWorld. It's not certain if the whale caused the death of the man who had stayed in the park after it had closed, but it certainly is suspicious. Well, following the death of Branshaw, in August 2010, OSHA issued citations to SeaWorld, including fines totaling $75,000 for safety violations, including the maximum $70,000 penalty for the willful act of knowingly placing its employees at risk. And this charge has major implications for the operation of SeaWorld. The hearing was instigated by SeaWorld's contesting the citations, and it took place in two sessions over 9 days in October and November. And the ruling has not yet been released by Judge Ben Welsh. And the hearings caused a number of former employees to speak out against the industry and to also reveal some of the questionable and dangerous practices which occur in the marine parks. At the onset of the hearings, Sewell argued that the death was an isolated tragedy and that Tillicum had never given any indication that he would pull someone into the tank. And Sewell also repeatedly implied that Branshaw was at least partly responsible because of the way she shook her ponytail while playing with the whale. A later testimony from a security guard who was an eyewitness was that she, in fact, was pulled in by her arm, but the ponytail argument repeatedly came up during the hearing. Now, OSHA, for its part, OSHA was pushing for trainers to be prohibited from swimming in the tanks with the whales, which, of course, would be very detrimental to the appeal of the show. In fact, Kelly Flaherty Clark, who is the curator of animal training at SeaWorld, said that having the trainers in the water with the whales is a very important component of the shows. Another important fact that came out was the poor record keeping by SeaWorld about aggressive behaviors by the orcas. And this actually allowed them to sidestep a lot of safety issues just by keeping poor records. And we also learned that the new trainers at SeaWorld would receive what they called the, quote, Tilly Talk. And the message of that lesson is that if you end up in the water with Tillicum, you are going to die. So this is what they were told at the onset of their employment. And the fact that this talk was given at all led OSHA to cite SeaWorld with its most serious charge, which is willful violation, meaning the company showed a plain indifference to or intentional disregard for employee safety and health. Additionally, a trainer who conducted the investigation into the 1991 death in the British Columbia Park, he also testified and said there was no way on earth that he would place himself in close contact with Tillicum. So after OSHA presented its case, SeaWorld tried to get the case dismissed, but the judge, of course, denied that motion. A SeaWorld trainer testified that they had to interact with the whales in the water to provide needed medical care. However, on cross-examination, he conceded that no animal care procedures required the trainers to be in the water with the whales. On the other hand, a company veterinarian testified that limiting contact between trainers and whales would be harmful to the animals. So the testimony concluded on November 18th, and the judge stated that this is probably one of the most unusual OSHA hearings I've had. I'm going to spend a lot of time dealing with this issue. I think it's a very complicated issue. So what will happen in the SeaWorld OSHA hearings? Well, either side will probably appeal if they lose. So it looks like the ruling is, and the behaviors and the practices are going to be not determined for a while.
Do you think this potentially could change the practice of marine park?
Well, this is getting people to think.
Right.
Now, SeaWorld is strongly going to defend their huge $2 billion business.
Right.
It's going to be a slow process.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very interesting. We'll obviously keep everyone posted on that.
You bet.
Right. That's going to lead into the next year or two as top animal stories of 2012 and 13. Okay. Back in October in Zanesville, Ohio. 62-year-old Terry Thompson, the owner of an exotic animal park, decided it would be a good idea to throw open the animal cages and free all his animals before killing himself. So according to reports, sheriff's deputies who arrived at Thompson's private compound had no choice but to shoot the animals that were crouching between abandoned vehicles and some animals just coming out of their cages. So among the animals killed, 18 Bengal tigers, 17 lions, 6 black bears, 1 baboon, 2 grizzly bears, 3 mountain lions, and 2 wolves. So sad. 6 others, 3 leopards, a grizzly bear, and 2 monkeys were captured and taken to the Columbus Zoo. A wolf was later found. Another monkey that was carrying the dangerous herpes B virus is believed to be dead after being eaten by one of the other animals. Zanesville, Ohio has a population of 25,000. Now, people were told, obviously, to stay indoors. Schools were closed. Flashing signs along highways told motorists, caution, exotic animals, stay in vehicles. Thompson, the owner of the animals, this nutcase, apparently had been charged over the years with animal cruelty, animal neglect, and allow animals to roam. He had gotten out of federal prison, actually, just a month prior to the event after serving a year for possessing unregistered guns. Now, records show Thompson was the subject of numerous complaints from neighbors and animal lovers, including complaints that the animals were starving to death. Some believe it was one last act of spite against the neighbors and police. Now, I'll just say, Ohio has some of the nation's weakest restrictions on exotic pets and among the highest number of injuries and deaths caused by them. So, for example, the state requires permits for bears, but incredibly doesn't regulate the ownership of animals like lions and tigers. So the HSUS, Humane Society of the United States, also criticized Governor John Kasich for allowing a statewide ban on the buying and selling of exotic pets to expire in April. And they urged Ohio to immediately issue emergency restrictions on the sale and possession of dangerous wild animals. Now, Peter, I should just say, we did talk to Adam Roberts, from the Global Federation for Animal Sanctuaries. He was on the show a month ago to discuss how exotic animal parks, if you want to call it what Thompson had that, or sanctuaries, how they get credited, and the difference between a sanctuary and a pseudo-sanctuary. So, and of course, we discussed with Adam this big issue. So if you want to check that out, that was October 23rd on the Archives of Animals, animalstodayradio.com.
And we'll be back after this break for more of the big stories from 2011.
Every day in the United States, tens of thousands of puppies and kittens are born. Unfortunately, there aren't enough homes for all these cats and dogs. One unfixed female cat and her offspring can be the source of more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. One female dog and her unfixed offspring can produce about 67,000 puppies. Too many cats and dogs are unwanted anywhere by anybody, so they end up being neglected or abandoned. Millions of healthy pets are killed in shelters annually. In the U.S., on average, 70% of the animals that enter the shelter end up getting euthanized. Fortunately, there is good news. There's a new answer to this dilemma. We can help to stop killing these animals by having our pets spayed or neutered. If you want a new pet, how about adopting one? You can rescue a cat or dog and save a life. For more information, please visit our website, desertpaws.org. Again, that website is www.desertpaws.org. And save a life. Save a pet's life today.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct.
Ha!
True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
I have something to confess. I just love eggs. Eggs for breakfast, eggs for lunch, for dinner, you name it. To me, eggs are all about freshness, wholesomeness, and home. As I said, I just love them. And the eggs I love best? That's easy. Eggland's Best. No other egg I've tried tastes as farm fresh and delicious. I love my EB's sunny side up, but they're great any way you prepare them. And lest you think Eggland's eggs are only about superior taste, let me tell you about their superior nutrition. Compared to ordinary eggs, Eggland's Best have 10 times more vitamin E, 3 times more vitamin B12, and 2 times more vitamin D. Plus, they're a good source of omega-3s and lutein. Oh, and I almost forgot to mention, they have 25% less saturated fat than regular eggs. Now that's what I call a super egg. Look for all-natural Eggland's Best at your local grocers in regular, cage-free, and organic varieties. If you love eggs the way I do, it's time you experienced eggs at their best. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition. Better eggs. Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical, and fire alert and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable. And it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
Are reviewing the top stories for the year 2011 concerning animals and their welfare, the people who take care of them, the people who hurt them. It's been a big year for important animal stories. And the next one on our list are the OSHA hearings on the death resulting in the suffering and deaths of many, many animals. Many wild animals, farm animals, and pets like dogs were drowned instantly by the flooding from the tidal wave. Even as far as the island Midway, many bird hatchlings were just swept away by the waves. The Fukushima disaster is the largest nuclear accident since the 1986 Chernobyl disaster. And over the days and weeks after the beginning of this disaster, the so-called exclusion zone, where no people were supposed to venture, was gradually expanded to 20 kilometers, which is a huge zone. Tragically, many pets, many stray animals, and even farm animals were left behind to fend for themselves with no reliable source of food or water. And many of the, as many as 5,000 to 10,000 domestic animals are estimated to still be in the exclusion zone. It's not so easy to get in there, as I will explain. The Japan Anti-Vivisection Association believes that nearly 675,000 farm animals lived in the evacuation zone prior to the disaster, and as few as 1,000 are still alive. Incredible. Initially, the government had just no provision for animals when people were ordered out of the zone. But later, near the end of April, new plans were announced by the government to permit evacuees limited access. But still, entry was and continues to be very limited. Furthermore, information concerning the animals left behind has been carefully controlled by the government of Japan. For example, announcements of so-called rescue efforts are published, but the results of the rescue efforts are just not released. Information about the animals, the condition of the animals, is also limited and not easily obtained by the government. Most of the information has been provided by individuals who continue to feed and rescue the left-behind animals, and they're doing it secretly. Residents in the town were forced to leave, and this is an amazing turn of events, forced to leave by buses, taking whatever they can carry, and they were told to leave their pets behind with enough food and water for a few days because they were led to believe that they would be able to go back. But the government officials knew all the time that the evacuated people would not be allowed to return to the area, and they still were not allowed to take their pets. Anyone who was caught with a pet on the bus was forced to abandon their pet on the side of the road. And there was no provisions made for these animals that were left there. There's no official number on how many animals were abandoned in this fashion. There's just no good information. Right now, volunteers, animal rescue groups, and veterinarians continue to be turned away, even though the radiation levels are much lower than initially. However, policemen and decontamination workers have been allowed into the zone, but really not the rescuers. A few dogs and cats, relatively small number, have been saved by volunteers. The volunteers sneak into the areas, the no-go zone, but still, there are many more pets that remain and are in need of rescue. The rescuers, in fact, face fine and even imprisonment if they are caught trying to rescue any of the left-behind animals. And so basically, it's just an incredibly poorly managed tragedy that continues to be poorly managed, and there's a real control and limitation of the information by the government in Japan.
It's so sad.
Isn't that a tragic thing?
It really is a tragedy. This probably is the biggest news story, animal news story of 2011, don't you think? I mean, this is just...
And so much of it could have been done better, it seems.
I know.
And then there's this cover-up mentality of it. Just give me a break.
Right. And people trying to help, but they can't. They'll be prosecuted. They'll be put in prison if they help.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Well... let's go on to the next important story of the year. This is our sixth story that we're covering of seven, and this is a little happier. This is the Bolivian lion rescue.
Yeah, this is
and
great.
This is a really feel-good story, and the heroes, I will just tell you, of this story, besides the lions, are Animal Defenders International. They're a good friend of the show, ADI, and the Wild Animal Sanctuary, which is a great, wonderful sanctuary in Colorado. And ADI, over the last years has been working really hard in South America to document the bad conditions that circus animals endure. In response, the government of Bolivia really stepped up and they passed a national law prohibiting all the use of animals in circuses. Isn't that incredible?
Yes.
So
yes.
Some of these animals from the circuses were able to be cared for and distributed within the country, but 25 African lions needed to be rescued because the country just could not adequately care for them in sanctuaries or government agencies. So the Bolivian lion rescue was set to transport these 25 abused and malnourished former circus lions to safety. Now, ADI wanted to help find them a home, but they really didn't know where these lions had to go. And so finally they got together with the Wild Animal Sanctuary, which is in Colorado. They were happy to offer the ex-circus lions a permanent and loving home. They had a perfect place for them, an 80-acre tract of open grassland. But we just couldn't get there right away because the rescue was going to happen in the middle of the winter, and they didn't want to bring the lions into the cold of Colorado. So after, in Bolivia, the government official built a temporary holding facility so the lions can be staged and receive medical treatment while the process was getting ready to transport them to Colorado by plane and to house them. A facility in Colorado in the sanctuary was being built. And this facility was a construction of a habitat, a large enclosure, which was funded in part by Barb Barker and ADI. And they actually put this thing up in just 7 days after planning for it for a few weeks. So the excitement is growing, and then had to be coordinated with so many different agencies, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Customs and Border, the TSA, Denver International Airport, the City of Denver, and the county, Weld County Planning, and all got together to try to figure out how to safely get all these lions into their new habitat in Colorado. Well, the lions were put onto the plane, and they, on February 16th, flew directly to Denver International Airport and arrived just as the sun was setting. The plane was towed into the hangar, and then everyone, all the helpers and volunteers and press resoundingly cheered as the doors were opened to reveal the crates intact and the all the lions having made it safely. Then the they were transported, unloaded, inspected, and reloaded into trucks, and then brought the short 20-minute drive from the airport to the sanctuary, where they were placed in their new enclosure, safely on grass and trees and dirt, and enjoying their first really time that they're seeing anything close to a natural environment in their entire lives. In fact, they were the lions were noted to be sort of acting in an uncoordinated fashion initially. They didn't really know how to act naturally, as they had been confined their whole lives. But over the next few months, they were noted to be having more and more natural lion behaviors and playing and even trying to apparently show off and entertain the staff. So they also needed some serious dental work. And the world-renowned dentist, Dr. Peter Emily, and his staff spent 2 days getting everyone's teeth back in line. And what a success story to bring these. First of all, congratulations to Bolivia. Holy cow, to pass that law. And then congratulations to ADI and the Wild Animal Sanctuary for really giving a new home to these wonderful lions.
I know. I just want to go to Colorado and hug a lion.
You hug a lion. Good luck.
I want to hug a lion.
I know. It's really a wonderful story.
It sure is. Thank you.
Okay. So please stay tuned, because we've got one more great story and some holiday safety tips right after the break. This is Peter Spiegel with Lori. This is Animals Today.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute. This message is presented by Desert Paws. Visit them online at desertpaws.org. That's desertpaws, all one word, .org. That's the sound of a dog whose vocal cords were cut just to stifle her voice. It's called devocalization, and it's done to cats as well. Devocalized animals rasp and wheeze, cough and gag the rest of their lives. Some are rendered mute. And for what? So a commercial or hobby breeder can keep many animals without having to listen to them. So show dogs will be quiet in transit between shows or in the ring. So an irresponsible pet owner can leave a dog alone for hours every day. Animals Today joins with Coalition to Protect and Rescue Pets in saying shame on anyone who would have a dog or cat devocalized, and shame on the vets who perform this inhumane, unnecessary surgery for them. Please speak out against devocalization of dogs and cats. Use your voice. Protect theirs. This message is sponsored by Desert Paws. Visit them at desertpaws.org.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-684-2260. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-684-2260. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive plus two free extras. Call 1-800-684-2260. 1-800-684-2260. That's 1-800-684-2260.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
If you're a business owner and you want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs, keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call now for free information and to learn more. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
I think John has had too much eggnog, because I don't know what we are listening to right there, but welcome back to Animals Today. This is Peter and Lori, and we are reviewing the seven top animal welfare and news stories of the year, and Lori has number seven for us. Take it away.
Okay, shark fins will no longer be sold or used in food in California starting 2013 under a law Governor Jerry Brown signed a couple months ago that bans the possession, sale, and distribution of imported shark fins in the state of California. Now, as you probably know, the fin is prized for the soup, which is an expensive Chinese delicacy. Shark fins is an incredibly lucrative market, which can sell for upwards of $600 per pound. And just a bowl of imperial shark fin soup can cost about $100. Now, shark fins truly is a billion-dollar industry. There's little demand for shark meat. So what happens is fishermen resort to a brutal practice of what is called finning, in which the fins are sawed off the sharks and the sharks are thrown back in the water to bleed to death or to drown. It's horrible. Shark finning has increased over the past decade, largely due to the increasing demand for shark fin soup. Now, you can watch this barbaric practice on various YouTubes on the internet, and you should also know about this great 25-minute documentary. It's called Sharks, Stewards of the Reef, which features the practice of finning and examines shark finning's cultural, financial, and ecological impacts. And you just Google Sharks Stewards of the Reef, and there are great 2-, 3-, 4-minute videos about this documentary. Very educational. Some sources say that as many as 73 million sharks are killed through finning every year, and that about 85% of U.S. shark fin consumption occurs in California.
Wow.
Thus, making California one of the largest consumers of shark fin outside of Asia. Now, other states that have banned the sale of shark fins are Hawaii, Washington, and Oregon. And animal welfare groups obviously support this ban, and they, of course, oppose all finning because of the cruelty involved, and also because it is a large cause for the rapid decline in global shark populations. Basically, shark finning is destroying the shark populations, which, as top predators in the ocean, are essential to the stability of oceanic ecosystems.
Right.
So declines in some shark populations as much as 80% have been reported globally. Now, many opponents of this ban, some of whom are Chinese American and some are chefs who prepare Chinese food, are denouncing it as a cultural discrimination and say it's an assault on a centuries-old delicacy and culinary tradition. Well, I say this ban is a wonderful thing, not only on moral grounds, but hopefully it will be a step towards allowing these top predators a chance to recover their populations and help restore balance to our oceans. And to learn more about this horrific practice and what it's doing in our oceans, check out my recent interview with Kevin Sullivan from Shark Savers. You go to animalstodayradio.com. It's our archive show, November 13th. Okay, Peter.
And Kevin's great.
Kevin's great.
And Shark Savers is doing great work.
Yeah, yeah.
And way to go.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
And as California is such a leader, so when California steps up and does something in the environment or really anything they do, the country follows and the world follows.
Yeah, so, sure hope you're right.
So I have to congratulate Jerry Brown on this
Right. Okay. How about some holiday tips to keep your pet safe?
All right.
Now,
you're not quizzing me again, are you?
Oh, no, that's good. Okay, where did I put these? Okay, let me just see what I can find here. So let's talk about how we can keep our companion safe this time of year. Some of the following tips, you know, seem obvious, Peter, but really people just don't know. They don't really think about how to avoid accidents and potential dangers facing their pets during the holidays. So first, it seems obvious, secure large Christmas trees to the wall to prevent tipping and possibly injuring or crushing your dog or cat. Be careful of the tree water. Did you know that the tree water can be dangerous, which is often stagnant, so it can breed bacteria, or the tree water often contains fertilizers. Both can make your dog or cat really sick if ingested. Decorations. If you have cats, you might want to avoid tinsel. Cats love tinsel, and they want to play with it, and they want to carry it in their mouths. And if swallowed, can cause all sorts of problems, including obstruction of the digestive tract and possible surgery. Similarly, cats also love long, stringy things like ribbon, yarn, loose little parts.
Right.
So be careful. I'm telling you, it takes 2 seconds for a cat to get to these things, put them in their mouths, and swallow. Now, your dog, John, might want to get into the stockings or other tree decorations and swallow the pieces or toys, which can become lodged in the intestinal tract and then become a medical emergency.
Right.
Glass ornaments, again, same reason. If broken or ingested, obvious what can happen, right? And you might want to consider artificial holiday plants made from silk or plastic, or they sell these pet-safe plants and bouquets. Why? Because holly, mistletoe,
right?
Lilies, what else?
Poinsettias,
exactly. They're toxic to pets. Beware of lighted candles. Pets burn themselves every year on candles, or obviously they can knock them over and cause a fire. Make sure electric cords are tucked away. Electrocution can occur. A punctured battery can cause burns in the mouth and esophagus. And then, of course, we have the food elements of the holidays. You probably already know about chocolate, right? That's a big one, Peter. And anything sweetened with xylitol can be lethal to your pet. I don't know what's in xylitol. Chewing gum?
Yeah.
And not sure what else, but just be careful. Fatty, spicy, and a lot of human food, as well as bones, can be dangerous or make your pet very sick. And by the same token, secure your tops on your trash cans. And anticipate your guest's arrival and confine your dog or cat to prevent them from escaping. And, you know, for some pets, it's just best to give them their own private room when guests are over. They can hide under furniture. They can be on their own. They can feel secure with their own food and water. And finally, the holidays is stressful enough for everyone, including your pet. The best way to minimize the added stress to your pet is to try to keep your pet's eating and exercise habits as close to their normal routine as possible.
Right.